Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah already may have been breached. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lebanese state media say at least two people were wounded by Israeli fire in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military said it had fired at people trying to return to certain areas on the second day of a ceasefire with the Hezbollah militant group. The agreement includes an initial two-month ceasefire in which Israeli forces are to return to their side of the border following their ground invasion of southern Lebanon in early October. The buffer zone would be patrolled by Lebanese troops and UN peacekeepers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Russia would use all the weapons at its disposal against Ukraine if Kyiv were to acquire nuclear arms. The New York Times reported last week that some unidentified Western officials had suggested U.S. President Joe Biden could give Ukraine nuclear weapons before he leaves office. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council, Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations says Russia must be punished for its actions and rhetoric.
The response to the Kremlin's current nuclear blackmail and threats must include tougher sanctions and increased military assistance to the party defending itself, its people, and the principles of the UN Charter.
This comes after Ukrainian officials say Russia had conducted a massive attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure on Thursday, firing nearly 200 missiles and drones and leaving more than a million households without power. President-elect Donald Trump is declaring a win on stopping illegal immigration through Mexico after talking with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. But she is suggesting Mexico is already doing its part and has no interest in closing its borders. The two spoke on Wednesday, just days after Trump threatened to impose sweeping tax tariffs on Canada and Mexico as part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs. This is VOA News.
Honourable Senators, the committee has considered the Online Safety Amendment Social Media Minimum Age Bill 2024 and agreed to it with amendments.
The Australian Senate has passed a social media ban for young children that soon will become a world-first law. The law will make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram liable for fines for systematic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. Elsie Arkenstall is 11 years old.
I honestly think that they shouldn't ban it. I think that they should just put restrictions on it instead of banning it altogether because, like, teens, they're just going to go behind their parents' backs or the parents are just going to be chill about it.
The platforms will have 1 year to work out how they could implement the ban before penalties are enforced. Meta Platforms, which owns Facebook and Instagram, said the legislation had been rushed. Pakistani police have leveled multiple charges against imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan, his wife, and others for inciting people to violence. It follows days of protests and clashes in which at least six people were killed. Authorities said police arrested nearly 1,000 demonstrators since Sunday in and around Islamabad. Khan's wife, Bushra Bibi, led thousands of people from the country's northwest to march on the capital, Islamabad, to demand the release of Khan, who has been behind bars since August 2023. Khan already has more than 150 cases against him, but supporters say they are politically motivated. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said Thursday that Sweden has sent a formal request to China seeking cooperation to help clarify what happened when two undersea cables were damaged in the Baltic Sea.
With this request, we think it's extremely important to find out exactly what happened, and of course we expect also China to comply with the request we have sent to China.
The subsea cables, one linking Finland and Germany and the other connecting Sweden to Lithuania, were damaged on November 17th to the 18th, prompting German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius to say he assumed it was sabotage. Investigators have zeroed in on a Chinese bulk carrier, Yipeng 3, which left the Russian port of Ust-Luga on November 15th. Kristersson on Tuesday demanded that the ship, which currently sits idle in international waters inside Denmark's economic zone, return to Sweden to aid the investigation. Uganda's prime minister's office said at least 100 people were missing and 15 dead after a landslide triggered by heavy rains buried dozens of homes across several villages in eastern Uganda. On Tuesday, torrential rains caused the River Nile to burst its banks and flood a highway connecting Kampala to the country's northwest, according to the Uganda National Roads Authority and police. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.